When these three meditations are completed, the fourth happens. He is no longer a person, no longer a form, no longer a wave. He disappears into the ocean. He becomes that which he had always been. He becomes that which he had known 42 years before, but had been somehow managing to delay in order to help people. His death is a tremendous experiment in meditation. It is said that many who were present first saw that the body was no longer the same. Something had happened, the aliveness had disappeared from the body. The body was there, but like a statue. Those who were more perceptive, more meditative, immediately saw that now the mind had been dropped and there was no mind inside. Those who were even more perceptive could see that the heart was finished. And those who were on the verge of Buddhahood, seeing Buddha disappear, they also disappeared. Many disciples became enlightened the day Buddha died. Many just seeing him dying. They had watched him living, they had seen his life, but now came the crescendo, the climax. They saw him dying, such a beautiful death, with such grace, such meditativeness. Seeing it, many were awakened. I'd like to say to you a little bit about Osho's death. His doctor, who had been his personal physician for many years, an Englishman who was around the age of 45, I think, but had been a practicing physician for over 20 years, was always nearby because Osho had numerous health problems throughout his life. And Osho's last day was not anticipated. Although he'd been very sick for quite a while, the people who attended to him did not have a sense that every day when he woke up this could be his last day. They had a sense that there was time left. And on January 19th, 16 years ago, when Osho woke up that morning, he was clearly much sicker than he'd been up until then. There was difficulty breathing. He couldn't really get out of bed. Speaking was with only great effort. And clearly he was on death's door. So the people who took care of him, the four or five people who were his daily attendants, including his physician, came around the bedside, and the physician had completed a thorough examination. And I'm paraphrasing now, these aren't the exact words, but it is the correct meaning. He said something in the order of, "Osho, you only have at the most minutes or hours left. The body is dying." However, there are things I can do. We could administer some treatments, bring in some treatments that would probably save you. You might have weeks left, months left, even a year or two left if the treatments are successful. But they're invasive treatments, complicated procedures. But we can do them and buy you more time.